Thursday, the 22nd of December, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And we are not in the studios. No, no, no.
No, you are not.
We are at NorCal Tractor and Equipment down here in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Street. It's behind the Safeway. And I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. Good morning,
Trish. Because it's Thursday morning.
Yes.
Yeah, and good morning.
Yeah, so what's the weather look like?
Well, it's a brisk 39 out here in the parking lot down here in Anderson, and we're looking for a high today of 53, a low of 44. Chance of rain. On Friday, we're looking for 54 and a low of 43 degrees. Saturday, 64, 44 for Christmas Day. A nice 66 and a low of 46. Monday, 59, low of 51. And looking for rain again. So there's a chance of some rain in the forecast. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. I just talked to Chuck, and he's got some kind of a whooping cough type.
Everybody's
thing.
Got some kind of a something going on, I swear to goodness.
Yeah, anyway. Hey, the reason we're down here at NorCal Tractor and Equipment is we're getting toys. That's right. Christmas is not here. And we're down here. We're still in the process of gathering toys, and people are coming by and dropping off toys. And we're here with Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, the owners of NorCal Tractor and Equipment. And the last time I was with you all, it was in a different, smaller location.
It was. It was at our old location, and now we've been down here since August.
Wow, this is really nice here. Wow.
Yeah, we're just happy to be here down in Anderson.
We love having you in Anderson, by the way.
Well, thank you.
We welcome all of them. This is the place where all the businesses thrive.
That's right.
Anderson is business friendly. It should be changed the name to Business Friendly Anderson.
There you go. There
absolutely. You go. Yeah, if you're a local business in the area, doesn't hurt to consider Anderson. It's a great place to be.
So tell us all the changes. I mean, I know it's still the basic stuff, but about the changes in the new place and everything.
Well, we have a really nice, huge parts facility now, has its own little area. We've gained a couple bays for the mechanics to get machines in, a little bit more room. We've now on 6 acres, all to our own, and so we've been gotten some more lines in since then. We've got some utility trailers. We got
Hallmark trailers. Yeah. Of course, Kubota products are our top seller there.
And last time I got on your
you jumped on an excavator and you were digging like mad,
driving around. Yeah, that guy was a little bit upset though when I was dumping dirt in the back of his truck. But hey, okay, tell us a little bit about you two. I mean, this is a young couple that are obviously got it together.
We used to be young. Now we are.
Trust me. No, you're still young.
It's relative. It's relative.
It's all relative.
We feel old a lot of the days, but yes. No, we've been together over 20 years and started doing something that we really enjoyed and passion, and we just hit 11 and a half years doing this on our own.
Yeah, and grew up in the community in primarily Redding, so just been around Shasta County our whole lives.
Yeah. Well, how did you get into heavy equipment, though? And is this something you were doing beforehand?
I took a job as a 20-year-old and just kind of fell in love with construction equipment, tractors, diesel engines, that kind of stuff.
Okay, now when you were growing up, were you getting all these little tractors? So, you know, you're sitting out in the sand pile and you're moving dirt and all that.
I did. I grew up with a dad who was a logger, so I was always out on the equipment. We had dozers and stuff like that, but I think Neil was into the motocross stuff.
When did you learn to drive a dozer, Chelsea?
You must have. I was really young.
I think, Chelsea, was more of a passenger on a dozer, probably in a they put their cradle up there on the hood of it as her dad babysat her in the woods.
That's great. Yeah,
it is. You know. Oh yeah. Well, ma'am, she rides in a dozer. She sleeps. You know, so.
No, Neil taught me. It was a long time ago.
So can you clear some ground with a dozer? No. Okay. Okay. I'll go. Okay. I'll stop right there.
I'll go forward.
You can go forward.
I'll clear whatever's in my path.
As long as it's semi-flat and I don't have to go up on the sides of mountains.
No, he actually taught me the dual wheel loader this summer. So down here. So I learned some more stuff down here from him.
Cool.
Yeah, they're actually easy to operate, hard to get good at, but easy to operate.
They really are. I mean, this equipment is, I mean, you just push kind of a lever and all this. I mean, I could, you know, really with probably 30 minutes of training, you could go out and dig a ditch on your property with this.
You can.
But if you make a small mistake, it could be huge.
Dig through fiber optic lines
or oops, it's just a foot off, but
yeah, you want to be careful, and it really makes you appreciate the people you've seen running equipment that are just professionals and that are really good at it. Once you've ran it, you appreciate them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, more people are bringing out more toys. Okay. Hey, look, we're down here at NorCal Tractor and Equipment at 2540 Gateway right here in Anderson, right behind the Safeway, and we're collecting toys because Christmas isn't here yet, and we don't want any child not to have a decent Christmas. And Neil and Chelsea have opened up their business for this. I think we did it last year, too, except it was at the other place. So, and there's Phil. Now, I know Phil. Well, so you have to watch him very much.
Yeah, part of being a business owner is being a babysitter. Did I say that?
That was great.
That was great. We love him.
Well, we want to remind everybody that this is the Toys for Tots program. These gifts are all going to be given to families here in Shasta County. And it's not Christmas yet, so we still have to get more of you down here. Be sure that you bring an unwrapped toy, or you can buy one here and bring it out and
you
just
can buy
these
you
toys
can buy
out.
Them here. Oh yeah,
absolutely.
You can if you're looking to get your child or add a toy tractor to give away to Toys for Tots. Come on down.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff inside stores that could be good gifts for the kids.
Yes, we have lots of shirts, hats, sweatshirts. Anything that's kind of equipment-related apparel and toys.
Okay.
We have lots of them here.
So now we have an excavator driving out.
and we have Jan here. She's the manager of Tri-County Bank here in Anderson.
Oh, well, isn't that sweet?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're not going to get out of it.
Manager of Tri-County Bank in Anderson.
Right around the corner.
Super. Okay. we're trying to get her into the photo with Chelsea.
We're
and
doing
Neil.
The dance
yeah,
here.
There you go. Okay, now here's something for all of our listeners. When you hear the jingle bear during the break, and you're going to hear it several times today, call in. We'll take as many phone calls that come in, and you get entered into a drawing for a $150 dinner at Black Bear Diner. And yesterday I said it was Christmas dinner, but it's beyond that now. It goes from the time that we draw tomorrow, it goes from Christmas all the way into New Year's Eve.
Oh, nice.
So you've got, so, you know, a lot of people just don't go out on Christmas and go, well, you know, what did I win? Well, now it's any time between Christmas and New Year's Eve. You can go down and turn in your $150 gift certificate and feed your family. Or if you're real hungry. But
just
you know,
go by yourself.
One plate down there at Black Bear Diner kind of, I mean.
Oh, the food is ample portions for sure.
It's, you know what? I mean, you can easily split a plate of food down there. So you figure that's four people. So then you split your plates and you get eight and then you know, just somebody standing there. So anyway, okay, we got to take a quick break here. And I'm, like I said, listen for that jingle, Bear. This portion of the show on Thursday is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It is for active seniors. Great accommodations. They're pet friendly. They have gourmet chefs working there. The food is outstanding, by the way. All of this at River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call to set up a tour or have lunch, meet the people, and find out why people at River Commons worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor Trailer and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Ring in the new year at Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve party at Redding Garden of Lights, Saturday, December 31st, 8 p.m. to midnight. This 21 and older event features 1 million lights, 2 stages of live music and entertainment, food and drinks by Mosaic Restaurant, and much more. Presented by Redding Heating and Air. All proceeds support the ongoing education programs, exhibits, and animals at Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights, Saturday, December 31st. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, we've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
from the family of Trendy. We want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio out here in Anderson at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. 2540 Gateway right here in Anderson is behind the Safeway. And why are we here? We are here with the owners, Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, and we are still collecting toys for tots. And we are filling up these boxes. So please come on down, drop off a new unwrapped toy, and all of them stay here in town. All of them stay here in town and help kids whose parents may be going through some tough times to make sure that they have toys under the tree. It's such a big thing. And Neil Forsyth is here with us. And Neil, can you tell us what kind of service do you have here?
Yes, we offer equipment rental. We offer equipment repair, parts, and sales of new and used equipment.
Okay, and oh my gosh.
So what do we got going here? Christmas ornaments.
Those are beautiful. Huh? No, I'm not Patrick. I think Patrick may have left. Is this for Patrick? Okay, well, I will take it back with me. Oh, he'll be back around. Oh, he does?
Okay, so we've got a guy here with us that he just brought in the most beautiful Christmas ornament.
Here, take that microphone there. We're going to put you on the radio.
And tell us about what you brought down here. This
is
great.
Beautiful. Oh, there's Pat.
Yeah.
But tell us about the ornaments. Hold that up against your face.
Me and my son, we do these ornaments, and I've been doing them for about 20 years, and I decided to bring my son on this year and to help me, and it's just been really fun. And I had a post. One post is all it took. So people, if you're out there and you have something that you're doing, post it one time. It'll do something great for you.
This is on Facebook.
Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Now, what's your name?
Mike Mason.
Mike Mason. And your son's name?
Mikey.
Mikey.
Mikey Mason.
Okay. Mike Mason and Mikey Mason. Okay. That's cool. Now, you make these glass ornaments. So
and they're absolutely gorgeous. All different
so
colors.
So you make your own glass, and then you blow these, like they do. You see them in a tube, and you form them.
I start with solid glass, and I create the hollow form and all of the design on them. And,
they're beautiful. I tell you what, they're a plethora of colors. They are different shapes. And these are the kind that you'd see that your grandmother or great-grandmother would have. I mean,
they're absolutely gorgeous.
I mean, those, you know, when they used
all
to buy
colors.
Those, yeah. And so he brought them down because Pat's here. And, okay, so now how do, you know, I can just say, we're going to put it on our Facebook page, too, this. And what they look like.
And how
like.
Would they contact you?
Yeah, that's the big thing.
You can contact me on Facebook or Instagram.
And what's it under?
Mike Mason.
Under Mike Mason. Mike Mason. Or you can contact us through Movement Glass. And that is our Instagram page is Movement Glass. Yes, and also Mason Glass is my artist profile.
Okay, so say it again, Mike Mason on Facebook now.
It would be Mike Mason on Facebook and Mason Glass on Instagram.
Okay. Wow, that's great, and this is beautiful, my friends. This is just beautiful.
They're gorgeous stuff. I mean, there's yellow and black and red and white.
These are the types of wonderful
colors.
These are the types of ornaments that you would do hand down through your family. I mean, could become heirlooms. They're that pretty.
In the sun, these things just glow.
Oh, they're absolutely gorgeous.
On your tree, they make little like they sparkle.
Reflect the light.
Reflection.
Yeah,
it's just amazing.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
You really have to see these balloons. And we're going to post this on the on our Facebook page.
Well, Pat took some pictures, and we'll put it on our Facebook page so people can see what we're talking about. Well, Mike, thanks a lot for coming by today, even though you came out to see Pat. And
thank you. Yeah, you just never know.
Thank you very
much.
Oh, I wasn't expecting to come out here and see a talk show here.
Yeah, well, here we are. Hey, Mike, how long does it take you to make one of these?
It all depends. Something like this would take me about 15 minutes.
He's talking about a round ornament.
And this what I am talking about is actually a gold and silver fumed Christmas bulb. And I put glass dots all over it, and then I melt it down, and it becomes this.
Wow. Wow. You just make it sound a lot easier than it is. And then you've got different shapes. They're like Christmas bells and gosh, how did you?
This is actually a transparent green.
A transparent green.
Yeah, you really have to see them.
Okay.
To appreciate.
Well, we're going to put photos on and how to get a hold of him. And this would be great for. It's not too late to get them for Christmas, is it?
No, not at all.
Okay,
we have plenty to go around.
Can you make special ones?
I sure can.
Okay,
I do
like
custom ones.
Like you want to maybe make one for all your kids or your grandkids,
so
that would be there. You know, they could get it when they're young and then just follow them through life.
Yes.
Perfect.
So, okay.
Yes.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank
today.
You very
all right.
much.
Hey, no problem. Well, okay. I saw him coming in here. I thought, boy, those are sure nice to give away. And he's not. He's not. Okay. Let's go back to Neil Forsyth here. Neil and Chelsea. Okay, when you rent your equipment, I mean, we're talking about full-size tractors. Excavators, are they all kind of smaller, larger?
There's all different sizes. Primarily, we range from about 4,000 pounds to 20,000 pounds.
Okay. Wow.
And so you rent the equipment to local people or whoever needs them for a project or what have you?
Correct, yeah, local. It can be a homeowner, farmer, or contractor.
Okay, and then I heard that you say you have the bays, so you also repair this equipment. If people have it that they own, they can bring it in here and get it repaired.
Yes, if you have a piece of equipment of your own and you need it repaired, we'll check it out for you.
Good.
Okay, and then so to rent it, I'd come in. Do I have to show that I can operate it?
Not necessarily. We need a valid form of identification.
For insurance.
Yeah. And we'll talk about some financial arrangements.
Okay. So, but you also will give a class, though, on how to use it.
We can give a little bit of an orientation. And there's an operator's manual with every piece of equipment.
Yeah, well, you gave me a quick orientation, and I was able to move this thing across the parking lot.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the excavator.
Yeah, we're going to make sure you're comfortable before you leave.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, they're not going to turn people loose with now, you also probably give warnings about if you're going to excavate anything, you better have checked with Redding Electric and PG&E.
Yeah, you can go on 811.com and get all of your utilities marked.
Okay. Well, that's probably a good idea. So yeah. Before you start digging a trench.
Definitely a few days ahead of time, you want to get a hold of them and plan your work.
It can make your life so much better.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking from somebody that was digging, putting in a watering system in Fallbrook, California, and they had scraped the area because it was a new house. And when I dug down probably 8 inches, and I hit my neighbor's water line
and cut
off his water. Thank goodness he was a good guy and he was a plumber, so we were able to fix it. But he was having a party, and he said, that's fine. I needed him to go home anyway. Okay, we're down here at NorCal Tractor and Equipment with the owners, Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, and really a nice couple. And we're collecting Toys for Tots. People are still bringing in stuff. So come on down and join us at 2540 Gateway here in Anderson. And it's right behind the Safeway. So if you can find the Safeway, you turn down Gateway, and here we are. You're not going to miss the tent that we have up. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business 15 years, and their newest branch is right down here in Anderson on Ventura Way. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened, and they are truly a community bank. Local board of directors, everybody you know, grew up around here, that's running the bank. They really take care of their customers. We bank with Cornerstone. Learn more at cornerstonebank.com. We'll be right back.
In the new year with us at the 2022 Casino Royale New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dance into the new year with Steel Breeze performing your favorite hits. Enjoy a delicious buffet, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating $65 per person. VIP only $300 per couple. And includes a one-night stay in a luxurious hotel.
The fun starts at 7:30 p.m.
For complete details and tickets, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment. Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hey music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
Oh, find it. Nick. No. Oh.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Business, if you want to say, where am I going to get a toy? Well, just come down here and get one here. Trish.
Yes.
How you doing? It's not too cold.
No, it's not too bad. There's no wind. It's not raining. We've certainly been on worse remotes, if you will, weather-wise.
We've been on worse remotes.
But it is a little brisk. It's about 40 degrees.
That's what it says on my computer.
It's going to warm up to about 56 today, so it's going to be a good day.
Great. Hey, Toys for Tots has become an American holiday tradition. It's its 75th anniversary, so it started in 1947, obviously, if it's its 75th. And it started by the U.S. Marine Corps. Now, in 1947, Major Bill Hendricks, with the support of members of his Los Angeles Marine Corps Reserve Unit, collected and distributed 5,000 toys to needy children. It was so successful that in 1948, the Marine Corps adopted it and expanded it nationwide as the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program. They've collected over 548 million toys and distributed them. Walt Disney designed the logo, Toys for Tots, and it's never changed. Nat King Cole, Peggy Lee recorded the Toys for Tots song. Bob Hope, John Wayne, Brooke Shields, Johnny Carson, and so many more are just a few of the list of celebrities who have used their time and talent to promote Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots is the Marine Corps' premier community action program. To many Americans, Christmas isn't complete without the image of a uniformed Marines collecting and distributing toys to less fortunate children and their communities. Over the last 19 years, Marines have distributed an average of 20 million toys annually to an average of nearly 7.4 million less fortunate children each year. So, now, here's my Toys for Tots story. When I was inspector instructor of a reserve unit in New Mexico, we were, of course, big on Toys for Tots, and the community supported it. And one day, Navajo representative from the Navajo Nation came in and said, you know, how can we become part of this? You know, in the sense of, you know, so some toys could come up to the Navajo kids.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was a good idea. Yeah.
And I tell you what, my men jumped on that. I mean, they jumped on it. Now, this is back when, remember Western Airlines? They would do a toy collection up in, like, Beverly Hills or someplace. And then they would fly the toys in on an aircraft. That's all they had on it was toys. And one year, Larry Wilcox was there, you know, from Chips. This is how long ago it was.
Yeah.
Who was, by the way, a former Marine and Vietnam veteran, and brought him in. But every year we would send up a good-sized U-Haul truck with toys to the Navajo Reservation.
What a good deal. It came from Beverly Hills. That's got a great...
I know.
That's got a great ring to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally sharing with people who really need it.
And we got... we had space donated to us and storage facilities. Well, one year, on like the 23rd, somebody came in there and hit our storage area and took like half the toys, if you can believe that.
Oh, wow.
And so the word went out via the paper and the news, and the toys were replaced in a, like a day. One trucker driving by dropped off a check, and this was back in the 80s, for $10,000.
Wow.
To buy toys for these kids. So we got even more toys than we usually collected when we always got a huge amount of toys. So because people reached out because they saw what it was going to families who are falling on the hard times and with inflation the way it is, the cost of everything, people are spending their money on food and gas, you know, to keep roofs over their heads. So this is a great way to help out. So
Well, and it's good to know that, you know, all of the kids that get the toys are come through organizations and they go to families that really need them. As you indicate, a lot of, times are tough. I don't think about it so much what it's doing to all of the local families when you're – it's not impacting you directly. But every once in a while, reality hits home. I went to buy a package of hamburger yesterday.
Oh,
I
mean, it was, how was that?
Well, I mean, it was a...
Did you need to take out a loan?
Well, it really brings you down when you look at it. I mean, it's maybe, I don't know, what was it, a pound and a half a hamburger?
Yeah.
And it was not the 90% or what have you. It was $8 and something. And I'm like, what are you talking about? When you used to be able to, you know...
Wait, was that just like ground buffalo?
No, it was just regular old hamburger.
Jesus.
And it was like the 80%. It wasn't, I didn't...
It wasn't the 90%.
I specifically didn't want the what I'm doing with it. I wanted a little of the, you know, the more fat content. And I looked and I thought, my God, how do you feed a family of five? Because that package wouldn't feed a family of five. You'd need twice that much. I looked at the big bargain packages, and they were 20-some bucks. Well, I mean, I was amazed. So I think what my point is that you know, if you're trying to feed a family in this day and age and put gas in the car to go to work and pay your electricity bill, I mean, the price of natural gas has just gone sky high. Everything is and yet, they, you know, the national news will tell us that inflation is not as bad as we think it is. Well I'm here to tell you that's not true. And so these toys, that's going to make the difference between a family putting Christmas dinner on the table and their kids having something in their stocking. So it's real important.
We can do both. We can do both by just coming in and donating more, you know, toys. And they don't have to be expensive toys. These can be one, you know, like, you know, teddy bears and stuff like this you get from Target or Walmart or something like that still have some kind of reasonable prices on these kind of things.
Then we're down here at
NorCal Tractor and Equipment.
And they've got, I'm just impressed by the toys that are coming out of the store. Such a great selection of things that your kids would just, you know, kids would just love.
Oh, my gosh.
Love.
Kubota tractors.
Yeah, little chainsaws and tractors.
Little
and
chainsaws.
Well, I mean, all kinds of little fun stuff for kids.
Yeah.
And Legos and all kinds of, there's some little creek animals and some farm animals. I know my grandkids always loved the little farm animals and look at these, look at all the cute stuff. So, yeah, so we're down here and you can stop by and see us and come to visit with us anyway and have a cup of coffee bring us a toy.
Bring us a toy. And you're not going to be judged on the toys you bring. No. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. Now, listening for Jingle Bears, okay? And then what that means is we put your name in this hopper, and then we twirl the hopper around, and then we draw a name out, and the winner is going to be to receive a $150 gift certificate for a dinner at Black Bear Diner, and you can redeem it from Christmas Day through New Year's Eve. So you got the whole week to do it. It's not just on Christmas Day. They've changed it, so they want to open it up more. So when you hear the jingle bell and Jingle Bears, if you don't even hear it, call in. And Liam's sitting there poised. Liam, are you poised?
I'm poised.
He's poised. No, could we have a little more...
A little more enthusiasm.
A little more enthusiasm. Come on. Are you poised?
Oh, man. I'm poised. Is that enthusiastic enough?
Yeah. That's good.
That's pretty good. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday Brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BMT Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BMT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
From all of us at BMT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along.
Free Radio down here in Anderson, out in chilly Anderson this morning. We're down at NorCal Tractor and Equipment at 2540 Gateway right here in Anderson behind the Safeway. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Well, it's warming up just it was 39 when we got here, and I think it's a little bit better than that now.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 hospitals in the United States when it comes to cardiovascular treatment. As recognized by the Watson Health Institute. I mean, think of this, one of the top 50 in the United States, right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Well, okay, now Tuesday, City Council voted to again step into the fight.
What about that? What are they doing?
I think...
What part of they don't get to have a say do they not understand?
Well, they want to still... they're still opposing the Rancheria's intent to build a new casino. Now, everybody knows that they don't have anything to say about it. So what they're trying to do is sway the Bureau of Indian Affairs to not give the go-to for this. And I find this interesting because it says here in the paper, I'm not sure it's got it right, but it says it was Vice Mayor Mark Mazzano, who led the meeting in DeQuisto's absence, Mike wasn't there, who initially made a motion to let the 2019 letter in opposition stand before the council, to let the 2019 letter in opposition stand before the council unanimously voted to add the cover letter.
Reiterating and adding to.
And it was a 4-0 vote. And Mazzano was elected in 2020 with the help of $31,000 from the Rancheria during his campaign. Now, I can't help but think that when he's been on the show, so maybe there's something going on here that I don't know. So I'm going to try and get Mark on the show, which is not hard to do. And it's going to accentuate issues such as traffic and could potentially highlight new concerns about the tribe's desire. Now, council members Jack Munz and Tanessa Audette will author the cover letter. As people know that Bethel has been in opposition to this casino since the beginning. And you've had three members of Bethel on the city council. And so far they voted together. The first one was when he decided to take away the baseball fields, which we are in short supply of, and come up with some kind of $10 million park that we don't have the money to pay for. Mazzano and DeQuisto were against it, and Munz, Audette, and Winters were for it. First big vote. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything there, that maybe they won't all vote together, but it's been interesting now.
You know, the problem, first off, it certainly lets you know that when organizations make larger donations to a candidate as they're running for office, it really doesn't buy them anything. And I've made that point from always that I even, because I ran for election and I always got the money I needed through donations, and I always said what that does is put somebody in office that you think will do a good job. It doesn't buy you votes.
No,
and it doesn't guarantee that every decision that comes up that has to do with them, they're going to find in your favor. And certainly people who supported me knew that going in.
Oh, of course.
But they figured that they knew of my reputation, they get a fair shake. And that I would be there to represent the entire community. And that's what, when you donate to a campaign, it doesn't mean that, okay, now forever that person is going to vote in favor of you. And that's a really good example of that. I do wonder, though, why they want to continue to rub sand in the wound. They had a lawsuit with them. They lost badly. Certainly that.
We still don't know the ramifications of it because it's difficult to get the information out of the city.
If they think they're making headway with the Indian and the Bureau head by just continuing to do this, I can't imagine where they think they're going with that.
I don't know. They're digging a hole.
I think they are, and I was really confused by why they're even going there.
In a statement to the Record Searchlight, Rancheria CEO Tracy Edwards said the tribe's disappointed. It's quite hypocritical for the city to take such a position when it has already approved the Costco project and is actively planning for a large-scale redevelopment on prime riverfront property at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And that's true. Now, Edwards said the Rancheria still looks forward to working with the city for the good of the entire community. In the meantime, we'll continue to support and ensure that we are doing whatever we can to make our community thrive. And they put their money where their mouth is.
Oh, they certainly do, and I think that, I can't see the advantage for the city of the Reading doing this, because it isn't up to them. We all know that that's going to be there based on what the Bureau of Indian Affairs decision they make, and the best thing that could happen for the citizens of Shasta County is that the elected boards cooperate with something that quite possibly is going to be a reality in our community, and we want to be sure that all of the needs of the community that are caused by that rancheria putting that there, because there are ramifications, there are traffic, there are issues. When you get that many people coming into the community, there are all kinds of drug issues and other things that arise when you get a concentration of people like that. So we need to be sure that those arrangements are made with the county and the city that protect the citizens of Shasta County. And the rancheria has always been willing to do that. So I don't see why they continue to oppose it. It's frustrating to me.
I don't understand it. And Mazzano said the 2019 letter was outstanding. He saw no issues with it. I don't know how to make it stronger. But somehow the city council just keeps getting into it, where the county has backed off it completely.
As they should.
And so if you want to be a good neighbor when you oppose something like this, when you don't have to, it's just the final outcome, you know, especially since the city pulled a sleazy deal.
got caught,
lost the lawsuit, and, no harm. Well, yeah, there was harm, because what you all did was just absolutely wrong. And I can't help but think it cost Aaron Reznor a supervisor job. I think that was part of it. I mean, that vote was too close. And for something like that, and
I don't think there's any question that was
back,
part of it.
It
absolutely
came back and impacted on it.
Yeah,
I mean it was, and there's people on the city council right now that voted for that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
interesting. I was amazed that they even went back there.
I can't wait to see how this ends. This is kind of like somebody falling off the Empire State Building, and he's passing the 92nd floor, and he says, "So far, so good. So far, so good."
and the reality of it is that, you know, when they first did their letter and President Trump was in office, there was a different head of the Indian Bureau of Affairs.
And
that their input at that point probably had some effect. Right now, the person that is the head of it under the Biden administration, they're not going to gain any favor by opposing this. Because the head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs now is totally sympathetic with she's right in step with Tracy Edwards and what they want to do there. So I can't believe they're doing anything but digging a hole for themselves.
Well, okay. We're going to take a break here in a couple minutes. We're down here at the NorCal Tractor and Equipment at 2540 Gateway right here in Anderson behind the Safeway. And they are collecting toys. So please stop by, drop off a new unwrapped toy. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to break your bank. But it's going to help children have a nice Christmas this year. And during this inflation and all the different things that are going on, trying to keep, a roof over your head, gas in the car so you can get to your job, food on the table. Christmas is going to be skosh here for a lot of kids. So just come on down. It's not too late. We're making sure that the toys will get to the appropriate places before Christmas Day. So help us out with that. Now, Trish.
Yeah.
There's other things going on in our community, and we don't even really have time to talk about it, but the Gateway Unified School District is going to get a new superintendent.
Yes, they are.
We might talk about that later in the show. But now we're going to take a break.
Lots of things happening with the election process. The elections have consequences, and we're going to see some.
We're going to see some. Okay, we've got to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Ghirardelli Chocolate Chips.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With more than 1,500 flights canceled so far today, a large part of the country bracing for a dangerous winter storm has already been pounding the Northwest.
In Oregon, Tim Carlberg summed it up as he looked for essentials in a local hardware store.
The ice apocalypse is coming upon us.
Chris Voss is Director of Emergency Management for Multnomah County, Oregon.
When we're seeing temps of 15 and wind chills of like -1 and -5. That really shows you how rare this is.
The blast of frigid weather began hammering the Pacific Northwest Tuesday morning, and forecasters say it's expected to move to the northern Rockies, then the plains, and blanket the Midwest with heavy snowfall. The northernmost regions of the U.S. could see wind chills near 70 degrees below zero. I'm Donna Warder.
Brushing aside raging inflation and rising interest rates, the American economy grew at a 3.2% annual pace July through September.
Analysts say the rate is an unanticipated upgrade from their earlier estimate of third quarter growth. The rise in gross domestic product, the economy's output in goods and services, marked a return to growth after consecutive drops in the January to March and April to June periods. Driving the third quarter growth were strong exports and healthy consumer spending.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The massive $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill, not a done deal yet. The Senate back at work this morning hoping to pass the measure before a midnight Friday deadline for a partial government shutdown. Slightly more Americans filing for unemployment last week. Applications for jobless claims for the week ending December 17th inched up by 2,000 to 216,000 from the previous week's 214,000. Sell-off on Wall Street this morning. The Dow's down 470 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-7495. Vehicle protection plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-279-7495 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-279-7495. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-7495. Again, 800-279-7495.
A court in Argentina sentencing a former police officer to 15 years in prison for the kidnapping and disappearance of a student back in the 70s.
It's important to stress that this wasn't something isolated. That was a very well-structured scheme devised by this military government that was in power between 1976 and 1983 to get rid of the opposition. And they had perfected that methods after exchanging information and seeing what had happened in the military dictatorships in Brazil and Chile and other parts of Latin America. And they are accused of killing 30,000 people in a very brief period.
The BBC's Leonardo Russia. The German government has nationalized energy company Uniper after the European Union gave its blessing for it to rescue the gas supplier. The government had announced its plans to nationalize the company back in September. News and analysis at townhall.com. If you'd like to minimize the impact of COVID-19, you might consider getting up off that couch.
Gym owners who kept their gyms open during COVID were bullied, threatened, and harassed. People who promoted vitamins and exercise as a way to stay healthy during COVID were blocked, muted, and deleted from social media. Now, a South African study is proving they were right all along. According to a study of physical activity and vaccines, daily exercise is the single most important thing a person can do.
The views and opinions of shows on KC and R are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hello. Anybody here? Liam.
Hello, hello.
Liam. Liam, are we still up?
We are live.
Okay, are we live?
We're live. We've been live for a few seconds. You can't hear me?
Good morning. Okay. Okay. Good morning. I can't hear anything coming back. So
okay, I know what the problem
welcome
is.
Back to the show. And it's 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can. We're not, but you can't hear me. I know what the problem is.
Okay, we are on. You can hear us. Okay, good. And I'm here with Trish. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's
Trish
Thursday
Clark.
Morning.
It's Thursday morning.
It's a little chilly out.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the weather look like besides... You know, if you stand up from this chair and you walk away for 2 minutes, you come back and it's like sitting on an ice cube.
This is true. It's 40 degrees in Anderson this morning. We're here at a local spot out in the cold instead of in the studio. And we're looking for a high of 52 today, a low of 44, possible rain later in the day. And on Friday, a high of 54, a low of 43 degrees, a high of 64 on Saturday, and 44 degrees and sunshine. And for Christmas Day, Sunday, we're looking at 66 degrees and a low of 46 and sunshine. So we're going to have a nice Christmas Day. On Monday, possible rain, 59 degrees and 51. And so hopefully we've got a little bit of rain coming in. We certainly want a lot of rain in the next few months. We need to fill up those streams and mountains and fill those mountains. No, so let's hope that's our Christmas wish that happens. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Another really nice Anderson business.
So we've lost connection with... But we're still on the air, but we've lost connection with Liam somehow. I don't know what's going on.
They can hear us, but we can't hear them.
Okay. Hey, we are down here at NorCal Tractor and Equipment at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, and it's right behind the Safeway, and we are collecting toys, and toys are piling up here. What can I say? We've had Tri-County Bank roll through here. We've had individuals driving through. So, you know, take some time.
Big stack of stuff here.
Yeah, just come on down and drop off a toy. It's not too late to help make a great Christmas.
Well, not only that, if you're still searching for that perfect gift for the grandkids or what have you, I just was inside the store, and they've got the neatest toys. I mean, my grandkids used to love the farm equipment, the animals. They've got this hunting set in there, Carl.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you've got a little one, oh, my gosh, it's got the animals, and it's got the tent, and it's got all the stuff for a hunt camp. It's a cool little toy.
It has an RTV, the little blind. It has, I think, the deer, a couple different animals in it.
Oh, yeah, it's really cool. My grandkids are, like, they're 22 and 20. I'm thinking they still wouldn't love that, but I know when they were little they would have.
Well, hey, look, we're here with Neil and Chelsea Forces, who own NorCal Tractor and Equipment. And good morning again.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, well, thanks for having us. We're out here. Now, I've been going out. The reason we're late coming back in because I'm out here climbing over equipment. You've got an excavator here. I don't know if that's what you call it. This
Yeah, we have, you're looking at a skid steer over there, a great tool.
Now, this is a, like a mini tractor that, if you've got property and you've got trees, manzanita, brush around you, this is a perfect time of the year.
Yes. Yes, we can set that skid steer up with a grapple bucket and you can just tear the brush right out of the ground, make your burn piles and get ready for spring.
Yeah. Or if you've got a lot of, you know, thick, trees, you know, because a lot of times you'll have smaller trees, and so it's, you can go out there and cut those trees and then use this grappling piece you put on it.
Yeah,
and
the grapple bucket is an excellent tool for that.
Yeah, you know, we've looked at, you know, because every so often we get this crazy idea to move from town out to the country, and we looked at this one house that was perfect. I mean, it was really nice, except it was surrounded by brush, manzanita, and this was going to be, I mean, we looked at the house, but then we spent, Linda and I just looked and tried to get through it, and it was just too much, and with the fires the way they were during that time frame, you would have had, but if you'd had something like this, you could have cleared out easily enough defensible space.
You sure can. It's always good to plan on getting a tractor or any piece of equipment if you own land to protect your property, get it fire safe.
Yeah. So and you've got all the equipment here to do that.
So, yes. Carl, we've got people coming, bringing toys in. Baron Browning just stopped by.
Come on by, Baron. Say hello.
Come by and say hi, Baron.
Come on. Come on in.
Yeah, come on in. Come on and say hello.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Just brought a couple toys down for the Toys for Tots.
Absolutely. Isn't it great that Neil and Chelsea's just jumped right in to be a part of the City of Anderson and, you know, holding this event for Toys for Tots? As a Marine myself, you know, I'm just honored that we can get to do this for those needy kids. You know, we have one of the highest populations of underserved, you know, with almost 40% underserved in Shasta County. And so it's really super cool that people are coming here and dropping off toys for those kids in need.
Well, you know, it's like we've been talking about today, you know, with inflation the way it is, gas prices, food prices. We talked, you know, a pound of hamburger. You need four boxes of hamburger helper to make it, you know, stretch for a meal of four. But, yeah, and
I just bought eggs. They were $7.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? $7 for a thing of eggs. At Walmart.
What kind of eggs?
Well, they're just regular eggs.
No, eggs are,
I wish there was something special like gold.
I mean, they're not even decorated.
No!
Like for Easter, I mean, you know, it's eggs,
Anyway, so come on down, Gateway Drive, you know, come down to NorCal Tractor Trailer and drop off a toy and help those in need and have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Baron.
Thanks a lot, Baron. Thanks a lot. You know, Baron Browning is a member of this community, has been a member of this community for years.
He served on the city council for 10 years and just recently ran for the Board of Supervisors. Wasn't successful, but still a really involved member of the community.
He has not let that slow him down.
No, he hasn't. He does what he does because he is who he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to our, does he know? Something was pushed. I haven't touched anything here. So, anyway, Chelsea.
No.
Sorry. Okay, back to you, hon. Now, how much time do you two work together during the day?
We have, now that we're moved, we are back in the same office together, and we work a lot.
How does that 24/7 work?
Well, let me tell you, working with my wife, it's like this. How long have you been married?
Dear, how long have we been married?
Okay, just give me a ballpark.
Since 2005.
Okay, 17 years, right?
Sure.
Okay, so not really, because if you work together, you double that.
Yeah,
okay?
We don't go very long without being around each other.
Somebody just walked in.
You've got a whole stack of toys.
Look at that.
Oh, no, we have to get a picture. Don't take off.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, look at this. This is just...
This is wonderful.
This is so... Yeah, heartwarming.
It is. It really is to watch this. And you know what? We're here at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, 2540 Gateway Drive, right behind the Safeway here in Anderson. And please, people are so generous. And I love this about our community. So working together, let's go back to that. Working together, like yesterday, Linda and I started off the show fired up.
Had a bit of a disagreement.
Just before the show was starting. And then on a break, we continued it. And then we hugged each other, and it was okay. But, I mean, you have differences of opinion, I guess.
Yeah, that happens. That definitely happens. And, you know, it's at least working together, your spouse understands the situation. They understand what you're
doing. Absolutely. When you talk about something, they know they're dialed into it. So that's good.
Yeah, and if it was easy, I mean, everybody would do this. But this is difficult to work with your spouse, but it's also really rewarding. You get to see each other accomplish goals and just succeed in life. So we do love it.
Yeah. Well, we do.
Well,
too.
Obviously,
we
because you've moved from a smaller location into a larger location,
and chosen to do this.
Yeah. And we're so glad that you chose the community of Anderson to do that in.
Anderson is amazing.
Did they make it easy?
They did.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was so much smoother than we were expecting. So it was really good.
Well, you know, Chuck Kinney moved Shasta Gas Propane down here years ago, because he was just having problems getting the land and permission up there in Redding.
Yeah, if anybody's considering it, just go on into the city.
You know, we pride ourselves in the city of Anderson of being community, you know, business friendly. How can we help you become successful? And that city council has had that. I'll take credit for starting that way back when I was on the city council. And how do you make? Don't get in their way. Don't go beyond the needs of what the state requires, because they do set goals. But we don't need to go beyond that. And how can we make things that can make a business successful? Because that's the future of your community. That's how you take care of your families and be able to afford things, is by building that kind of reputation.
That's right. It was really refreshing.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice for the last 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointment. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. They give, did I say they give discounts for seniors and veterans?
They did,
say
that. I heard that, no.
But it's man's last stronghold. That's right. Linda walked in, waved at everybody, hugged the guys, and she said there was so much testosterone in the room she had to shave her legs. I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, another place that's another great small business in Redding. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Hey, this is Doug Tooley with PNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
BNT Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Turn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Lion Radio. Here, and we're on location out here at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, 2540 Gateway Drive, right behind the Safeway in Anderson. And we are collecting a helmet full of toys. Oh, in fact, there is a helmet right there.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, isn't that cool?
Best toys. People have been bringing them in.
Gabby's dollhouse.
Oh, look at this wonderful stuff.
Yeah, Michelle. Yeah, you're on.
Is this thing on, Carl?
You're on.
Hey, so I was just talking with Chelsea, and I said I'm going to steal the mic for a moment because it's really hard to talk about yourself. And, you know, Neil and Chelsea are amazing in our community.
Oh, yeah.
Not only today with Toys for Tots, but all year long. They're so giving and generous and kind, always thinking of others. And so that's when we started to do Heroes of the North State. I gave them a call and said, hey, this fits you guys. Not only is it good for your business, but it's your heart. And that's really what it's about, businesses and people, individuals, just connecting with your heart. And so that's kind of, I just want to give that little plug for not only for them, but also for giving back in our community. Our community is amazing. And collectively, you know, we're going to raise over 8, 1,000 toys this year.
Yes.
That's been
collectively yeah, with everything going
everyone doing their part. So I would just like to shout out and say thank you to Neil and Chelsea for everything that you guys have done. And I'd like to encourage others who are listening in to, if you don't have a passion project, if this could be one that you want to be part of, we welcome you. Or just think about what it is that really just brings you joy and do that. And it just makes such a difference in our lives.
Well, we appreciate you too, Michelle, with your show, Heroes of the North State. You put a spotlight on people that ordinarily you would never hear of.
Yeah.
But they are people that have done so much for our community. And that's on the
Thursday of the month.
Thursday of the month at 6 o'clock. And speaking of that, we're switching Man Up to next week, and Linda's taking tonight, and there's going to be a whole hour of Christmas music that Linda and Pat Karch and Lou White, it's going to be live. They're going to be playing their favorite Christmas songs, talking about it. You know, people are coming down to the, you know, people are kind of inviting themselves down to the offices, and that's cool. Come on down and sit in there with us, and I'll probably break out a bottle of champagne or something, and then but they're going to be singing tonight, and it'll give I'm hoping that I can get Linda into O Holy Night.
She's got to do that.
She's got to do it.
And it'll bring tears to your eyes. You just literally she's got such an incredible voice, and when she gets into that song, you really hear the depth of the quality. It's just
it's almost opera in some parts of it.
It is just incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Really,
anyway.
Really beautiful. So get ready, Linda. You're doing that tonight.
You're doing it tonight. Okay. Chelsea.
Yes.
You know what? You are an unsung hero, you and Neil. And you know what? You two are young. I mean, you guys are young. And here you are. You've expanded. The only thing I've been seeing all morning is equipment going out the front door. Or the front gate, I should say. And, I mean, if you have, you know, it's not just contractors, but it's people, individuals, because your equipment is easy to use. Again, you know, you want to, if you're digging ditches or holes, you want to check with PG&E and Redding Electric to make sure you're not going to be cutting through electric line. Because it would ruin your whole day.
Yeah.
But to go out there and be able to take care of your property is cool. Because you could plow with this. You can. I mean, we've got a good size tractor with a bucket in the front. Like you said, you know, you can put grapplers on this. What do you call this? A skid?
It's a skid steer.
Oh, a skid steer.
Yes, you can put a grapple on it. You can put augers, a hydraulic breaker to bust up concrete. Just about anything you could imagine, you can get an attachment on your tractor to do that with.
Can you put in, like, if I wanted to put in a fence line, would I take this piece of equipment and just auger holes, or would I use something else?
Correct. We have all different styles of machines that can drill holes. It can be a tractor, a skid steer, or an excavator, and we can put an auger on that to do that.
Okay. So you could, I mean, with something like this, in one day, you could put in all your fence posts easily.
Yeah, you can do about a hole a minute with a skid steer with an auger.
Wow. No, and that takes it down to whatever depth you want it to go to.
Yes.
Of course.
Real easy.
Yeah. Okay. So can I drill a well?
No.
I got a friend that drills wells, and I always accuse him of, oh, it looks pretty easy. He said, why don't you come out here and work one day? I said, okay, maybe not that easy. So what is your most, what do people come after the most or rent the most, would you say?
The practical things is what we rent the most. We do a lot of trailer rentals. It could be a dump trailer or just an equipment trailer to go move a car or some supplies across town.
Somebody else is coming in.
Oh my
with
gosh!
More
look at
toys.
This. Oh my gosh!
Oh my! You know, this is some quality stuff. You better watch me because I may take home one of these.
I don't know. I'm seeing all kinds of things that I just. I'm sorry, I don't have little kids around me anymore because they don't get to play with their toys.
And, my gosh!
Look at this wonderful stuff.
You know, we're down here at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, 2540 Gateway Drive, right here in Anderson, behind the Safeway. And we're here with the owners, Neil and Chelsea Forsyth. And so you rent things like trailers if people want to move stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have like a little collection of horse trailers here?
We do not.
Now, the only reason I say that is, I mean, I've got one, so it wouldn't be me. But when it comes to time when people have to move their move animals, a lot of people have horses, don't have trailers.
Yeah, we used to, and it's hard because the wear and tear on them is really hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard to make sure that trailer is safe and good for the next renter.
That's true.
If somebody had some damage on it from the previous rent. And
yeah, you got to make sure that floor is good, and the brakes on it are good, and the tires are good.
I'm huge with animals, and definitely they're important to make sure that they're safe.
So that's the big thing, yeah.
We stay out of horse trailers in any livestock.
So. Okay, that's probably a good idea. That's probably a good idea. It just amazes me where people will have horses, and we live in an area where there's fires.
Yeah.
And they've got to rely on other people to move their horses.
Yeah.
So,
don't you think that people are more aware of that than they were when we started with this a few years back? Because I remember the first fires that we had, people were really caught unawares.
Yeah.
We had not been through that kind of firestorm before. And it was really incredible what they were able to accomplish.
It was.
But now I think people have kind of seen that and are more prepared. I'm hoping that we've learned from the past.
There's a lot of community groups out there. My dad helps out.
That's what I was going to mention. Yes.
Yeah, and it's a good network out there.
There is a decent network.
Yeah,
you'll get people driving in with horse trailers heading to places, and you've got areas to bring your large animals into. It's not just horses. It's goats and sheep and cows.
Everything.
And that kind of stuff.
This is a real rural area, actually. We have the incorporated areas of Anderson and City of Shasta Lake and Ready, but then we're country, and there's a lot of animals and a lot of that kind of stuff going on. So we need to be prepared, and I think that, we have over the last few years.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. Hey, if you're not getting the treatment you need from a work injury, give Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, a call at 530-262-2168. He's an expert in workers' compensation. You get a free consultation when you call him, and he'll tell you. He'll give you the straight skinny about if this is something you need to get a lawyer involved in, or no, this is going just the way it should. It may be going a little slow, but it's going the way it should. But he knows the law, and he will fight for you. Give him a call, 530-2168, Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. And we'll be right back. And listen for your jingle bears. Because we're going to take all the calls to be able to receive, and we're going to draw tomorrow at 8:05, and somebody's going to get a $150 dinner at Black Bear Diner everywhere from Christmas through New Year's Eve. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass,
superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Wind River Resort and Casino will be offering a delicious holiday buffet on Sunday, December 25th, with 3 separate seating times at 12, 2, and 4 p.m. Sit back and relax this holiday season and let us do the hard work. Our menu includes prime rib, baked ham, and a wonderful array of trimmings and desserts. Seating available for a party of 2 to 10 of your family and friends. For seating and table information, call 1-800-280-UWIN or see windriver.com for complete details. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Jingle all the way. Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're down, Trish Clark and I are down here in Anderson at the NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We're gathering up toys. You cannot believe what a great selection of toys are here. And if you're looking for something for your child that likes equipment, they have a little bulldozer, a little tractor with a scoop on it, and it's like for a how old would you say that is, Chelsea? For five or six?
I would say 3 to 6, probably.
Well, I mean, for sure, because three. Yeah. I don't know, because he's got to be able to manipulate the scoop,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, but 3 year old, they could do.
You think they could do that?
Yeah, I think so. But we also
have like a little small, more like a push car. You can ride like a little tractor for the 3 and under.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we have an excavator and a little tractor that has a little trailer with it.
If you are looking for the perfect present for your little construction kid,
yes,
this is it.
Yeah.
This portion of the show, by the way, is brought to you by the City of Reading, and they have rebates available for electric cars, charging stations, and electric bikes. For more information, go to cityofreading.org/EV. I've been thinking about an electric bike because, I mean, you move your legs.
Yeah.
I told the story when we were traveling. I saw this older guy coming straight up a hill, and I'm thinking,
I'm impressed.
Until he went by me, and then I noticed his electric bike. Now somebody, okay, now what is that?
That's driving out the driveway
right
there.
Now?
It's a telescopic forklift headed out. We're delivering it out to a customer.
Okay, what does a telescopic forklift do?
So. I'll have Neil describe it, because I'm not going to explain it very well.
Okay, Neil.
Okay, so that
the
is...
The fact that you knew what it was is great.
That is great.
Yeah.
Technically, it is a forklift that will lift up as well as telescope outward.
Okay. So it can reach out into tighter places, maybe.
Yeah, and if you can't get the forklift right up against the building you're working on, mm-hmm. you can telescope into it.
Okay.
To set stuff through doorways or windows while you're building the building.
Okay, I see. So they can, I understand. Yeah, I can see that if you're trying to put it through a window area. They'll lift it up and then push it through so it can be unloaded.
I moved into an apartment complex one time in Southern California where we literally had to load the couch and my stereo through the kitchen window because it was on the second floor and you couldn't, it was too big to get through the doorway. And so we literally took the window out and
that's great.
Hoisted. Yeah.
I tell you what, when you see
and the manager was not happy when he came down and saw what we were doing, but we put the window back, and then of course we had to take it out when we moved out as well. But
sure.
Yeah, he was a bit put out by that whole.
I had a safe delivered to my house one time, and there are some right angles, you know, like 90 degree corners, and I'm thinking, well, how are you going to get this in here? And these two guys rolled it in. You know, put cardboard on the ground, thick cardboard, so they could roll it through. And they literally put it through areas. I don't worry about anybody stealing a safe because there's no way of getting
get it.
Because they had to take the wheel off the front, and then put it back on. He says, yeah, nobody's going to get this out of here. So it's amazing.
You.
And you've got all the equipment to do anything you can imagine here.
Yeah, the right tool for the job sure helps.
It sure helps there. That's
and this
right.
is a place where you can rent it, right down here in Anderson.
Yeah, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, 2540 Gateway, right here in Anderson. It's behind the Safeway. Everybody knows where the Safeway is. And this is a brand new facility. And when did you all move in here?
We moved in August 1st of this year.
Yeah, and it just doesn't seem, boy, the time is just flying, because I remember when you first opened, but... So, gosh, you've been here almost
I was
a
at
year.
Your old spot.
I have 6 months now.
Yeah, I was at your old spot. I mean, you still had the great equipment, but it was a lot smaller. You're on 6 acres now, and you've got new lines of equipment, much more stuff coming in. So is it a constant turnover of people coming in? But you get contractors probably coming in that – you know, smaller contractors, but they're doing jobs that they need this kind of equipment.
That's right. We see a lot of the same people.
Uh-huh.
It's great to have relationships with the same people, small contractors and local community.
Well, it makes sense because a small contractor can't afford to have all of those unique, different, like you say, the right tool for the right purpose. And this gives them the opportunity when they need it but not have to maintain it and keep it on a regular basis.
That's right. They get the perfect piece of machinery for what they're doing.
That works, that is has been checked out, that it's safe, and all of these. You know, and again, you're a skid steer?
The skid steer. I think that's Carl's favorite.
Well, it is now. It used to be the excavator, but now this one. I mean, my friends, if you've got property out there and, you know, this is a perfect time to clear that property before the fire season starts, you know, get your burn piles up so you can burn them, remove trees, manzanita brush and all that. They have the perfect equipment here that will just, can pull out the manzanita so you don't even have to cut it. But if you had to drop trees, then you could use the same piece of equipment to move it all over. And it's reasonably priced. To me, it's very reasonably priced for a whole day of being able to have a piece of equipment that's going to save you countless hours of work if you're trying to do it by hand.
So just to remind everybody, we're down here at NorCal Tractor and
Equipment
in Anderson, and we're collecting toys for Tots. Christmas isn't here yet. We've still got children out there in the city of Anderson and the area and Shasta County who aren't going to get a toy. And so we want to be sure that that doesn't happen, not on our watch. And so we're here and we're gathering toys. We want you to come down and bring a toy and make it available.
And even after we leave, after 9, they're still collecting toys. So if you can't get down here right now, okay, I haven't gotten out of the house yet. Well, you can still bring them down here. They're piled up right here in front, and they are a super selection of toys. Any kid would be happy to get this. I mean, I may still try and take one on my way out.
We're going to watch him real close.
Better watch me there.
Yeah, although I'd watch he doesn't drive off in one of your pieces of equipment here because he's really fascinated.
I have my ball hits here. So,
I'd watch him when he's leaving.
Well, last time you let me borrow an excavator and I drove it up and down my street and I would not charge people for digging holes in their yards, but I would charge them for filling up the holes in their yards. And, I enjoyed that. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor Trailer and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Hey music lovers, it's Nathan with the Redding Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReddingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReddingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReddingCivic.com today.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blaine and Burrell, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We are on remote.
And you gotta have a picture of Carla, you know, that song. He loves to dance, and every time, here he is in the parking lot.
Dancing,
I mean, that's
to the song.
An added attraction. I mean, on
that's
location,
right.
Doing
you bring
his
toys,
dance.
I'll go break into my happy dance for you. I did it once in Iraq in front of my combat buddy, and he says, don't ever do that, I'm armed. And then he reminds me about that when I talk to him all the time. Anyway, hey, we're down here at NorCal Tractor and Equipment at 2540 Gateway in Anderson, right behind the Safeway, with Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, the owners here, and they have been so gracious, as they always are. And they are collecting toys for children that would probably not have a Christmas if it wasn't for people like Neil and Chelsea. Now, they're going to be, even though we're going to be ending our show at 9, they are going to be collecting toys here through noon tomorrow. So feel free to come in, and if you're going, gee, I just don't know what kind of toy. They have toys in here, great toys that you can buy, including, now you may want to buy this for one of your kids or grandkids, but it's a tractor that, you know, they, you know, it's self-propelled. I mean, there's not a little engine in it, but it's got like a scoop in the front, and they can move dirt in the backyard. If they have a, like a sand pit there, they can dig and all that. What a great, and that's only like $250.
I'd yeah,
say
it's a
only.
Cool little toy.
Oh, it is. It's great. In fact, I had to get Trish off it.
Well, she was. It's Neil, really cool.
Neil and Chelsea, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but why do you do this? I mean, because you do it every year and you do other things, but this is kind of a.
I know when I, growing up, we didn't have a whole bunch of. We always tried to give what we could, and my parents always told us that. And I think we just always want to give back. It's something that gives the kids that need those toys and look forward to that Christmas morning.
You know, I want to just say that, you know, we're so glad to have you in the community of Anderson, because you fit right in with the people who thrive in the city of Anderson, the businesses we've got. They're all community members. You guys came down here and just jumped right in, became part of that great camaraderie that goes throughout this community. It's amazing if you followed the stuff with Becca's Cafe and the grocery outlet and all the businesses down here, and then certainly Jessica Gas Propane. Whenever there's something going on in this community, everybody gets together and makes it happen. And it's just a delight to have you guys here and be a part of this Toys for Tots thing, because it's such a big thing.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We're local people who sell a worldwide product, being Kubota and Iron Bowl trailers, and there's no reason to not bring that all together to our local community, and we've been gracious enough in our lives that we can give back a little bit, so we're very fortunate for that.
And I also want to say that I appreciate the people that are out there listening. We see that because we do that jingle thing through the they've had great call-ins at the radio station today. We know there's a lot of people listening out there, and we just want to say thank you to all of the great listeners that support all the things that we do
absolutely.
Here at KCNR and throughout the year. My last chance before Christmas to kind of just reach out and thank everybody for listening, and especially on Thursday mornings. I appreciate that as I go through the community, and people say we like Thursday mornings. So we know we have a great listening audience out there, and thank you for being a part of that.
It's our 14th year, and we started, you know, our anniversary was December 12th. And we've been in this business, and the reason that we've been in this business is because of the great people in the North State that have supported us, the businesses that have supported us, and it's people like Neil and Chelsea who are taking that, you know, they're that next generation that are having a very successful business and then giving back so much.
And we really do appreciate our customers. They've been around supporting us for years, and we appreciate that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's what makes it possible. Yep. That's what makes it possible, is have a good base of customers and good products and turn around and give that right back to the community.
Well, you know what? That's what makes our community special. You know, during the car fire, when we lost so much, that but Reading was the third most giving community. Well, I should say Reading in this area.
Shasta County.
Was
I always
the
remind
most...
Carl that we don't all live in Reading.
No, and I know that.
Shasta County.
In fact, you know, Anderson is such a great place. You know, if you don't have to go anywhere. You know, I know people are really tired of California's politics. But then you ask yourself, you know, up here in Northern California, we're different up here. The people are different. Our whole way of looking at things is different than from Southern California. And that costs us. I mean, it does. It just does with, you know, with the politics. But there are so many great things that, you know, I don't see us moving unless something really extravagant happens here in the state. But, you know, and like you guys, you set down your roots here, and I don't see you all leaving.
No, we're tied in here. We love the area. Our family lives here. It's just a great place to be.
It is. Okay, so again, we're here with Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, and they're down at NorCal, and they own the NorCal Tractor and Equipment. It's a brand new building. They just moved in August. They've got 6 acres of equipment, new equipment, shiny equipment. That people can come in and rent. I just see so many. If we had a little bit bigger place, I'd be down here on a regular basis. You know, if we had land out there, because there's so much you can do as an individual that you don't really have to hire people to do. I mean, because the equipment's really simple to use. They give you an orientation on it, tell you what you can do and what you can't do. And, I mean, it's a great start to be able to take care of your own property.
Yeah, and fun operating all that great equipment, too.
It is. And the nice thing, if you guys are deciding you want to buy but you're not 100% sure, we do have a wide variety in our rental fleet. You can always rent and then decide if you want to purchase a used one or go new. We have some great financing options, too, as well. So
that's right. You can buy the equipment down here.
You can try it before you buy it. well, maybe not that specific one, but you can try different models.
See if it's something you really would.
And you have
on a regular basis.
You have stuff for sale right now.
We do. Everything is for sale.
Everything is for sale here. Well, I'm looking at this like a
little RTV.
Terrain vehicle here. It looks like it's in great shape, and that's the other thing too, because you all maintain everything. Right?
Yes.
So when you buy something, it's a you're getting
maintain it.
Yeah.
We even have a mobile mechanic guy to come out to your house, maintain it. And
now, you know, that was something we talked about last time, but we need to get that in real quick before we have to leave. You have a mobile mechanic that comes out and works on your diesel stuff. Is that right?
Yes, we do. Of course, if it's a very large project, we definitely would want to bring it back here. He's a little bit more tooling here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, we have. He goes out and gets you serviced.
Well, that's cool. So if you have something that's just not starting.
Yep. You can always come out, try to diagnose it, get there first, and we can try to help you all we can.
Well, what's your phone number down here?
It's 530-221-6800.
Neil and Chelsea Forsyth, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, 2540 Gateway, right here in Anderson behind the Safeway. If you can't find a piece of equipment here to rent or buy, you don't need it. You don't need it. Yeah.
He's got something that'll make it work.
Yeah.
So remind you, Toys for Tots through noon tomorrow down here. And then those last minute ones, the kids that show up and foster kids that go through placement, some of the toys go for them. And those can happen at any time.
Well, what my understanding is that sometimes there's emergency placements. We never know when a family is going to be in need. And so the story has been in years past, Christmas Eve, they've opened up the warehouse at midnight to get toys for little ones that had to be put into emergency placement. And what a tragic thing for that to have to happen in the first place. But then to be able to have an opportunity because of people like Neil and Chelsea who donate
that
toys.
Santa can still make his visit.
Santa can still make his visit. There's maybe a little sense of normality. No matter where you live, Santa's going to show up.
There you go.
Okay.
So,
I
thank you for being a Hero Circle sponsor.
Thank you so much, Neil and Chelsea. And I want to remind everybody, you can keep calling on that Jingle Bears, and we're going to make the drawing at 8:05 tomorrow morning, and we're going to be playing it from 7 to 8, and we're going to be still putting all those names in the hopper, and we will draw that $150 dinner at Black Bear Diner tomorrow.
And remind you to tune in this evening at
6 o'clock. Linda is going to be in the studios with Lou White and Pat Karch, and they're going to be doing live Christmas music.
And she's going to sing Oh Holy Night.
Well,
she's going to. She's committed now.
Okay. She doesn't know that yet, but you know, she loves
she
that. She loves
and,
that song.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on the schedule because it's beautiful.
I'm sure it is. Hey,
you need to tune.